Yo, 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 you already know. It's Friday night chit-chat, and I got a bunch of special guests tonight. It's a lot of names ahead tonight. It's crazy. But shout out to everybody that came tonight and came through game night and just chill and relax and drink on this NJ. I wish I can get a endorsement deal from this NJ bottle. But I got a special guest because I would not be doing this podcast if it wasn't for my man Fleetwood right here. I got my man Fleetwood in here.
What's good with you?
And this guy right here is the main reason why I'm doing this podcast. I remember coming to the Honeycomb Hideout over in the storage unit. And we did a podcast.
Woo Wednesday.
Matter of fact, it wasn't even Woo Wednesday.
We was doing episode four.
And they had a Woo Wednesday that was supposed to come out. And I didn't make it to that particular Woo Wednesday. And I was mad. I was cussing his ass out the next day. And my man is here. But before I do it, I want you to go ahead and plug in your shit before we even start this podcast, because it's a lot of people I got to plug in before we start this podcast, because it's crazy. A lot of things went down this whole week right here, from work, music, just everything. We got Nazir in the crib right now. We got Lil C's in the crib right now.
You know.
But a lot of
Instagram at Pisces World, you know.
Oh my God, Shorty gonna hate this shit. She be like, "You had girls over the crib." I'm be like, "Yo, that's my man in them, Shorty. That's my man in them right there. It's nothing going down.
Ain't nothing going down.
That's my Shorty. Nah, they already know. Bruce is locked. You know what I'm saying? Hold up, my bad. Dallas is locked down. Let me rephrase that. Dallas is locked down, so it ain't shit jumping off. But these are my niggas, Little C's and goddamn it, Nas. This is.
I feel pain.
Know what I'm saying? Hey yo, and we also got the. I ain't even gonna say it because I don't want nobody coming at me saying.
Nah, don't do it.
Nah, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna do it because I don't want nobody coming at me saying, you know, racist or anything. No. So I'm not gonna say that because I know. Because I do know that this station right here is on Spotify. I do know it's on iTunes. I do know it's on Broadcast Podcast. So it's on a lot of platforms. And I do know that people listen to the show. So I'm not going to say certain things. When I get rich and famous, I can say what the fuck I want to say. Hey, yo, first of all, before we even start this show right now, do not say the name. Yeah, do not say the name. There's number one rule in this household. You do not say the name. It's Dallas. Right now, we on the show right now. It's Dallas. Do not call me by my government. As of right now we on Friday Night Raps. Do not call me by the government. I'm not going to call you by your government. I got my squad in here, and we chilling. Excuse me. Right now, this is sponsored by NJ. So if NJ is listening out, please give me this endorsement deal, because I am drinking your shit. But once again, before we even start this show, before we do anything, I want my man Fleetwood to say what he got to say. Go ahead, Fleet. You on right now.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Fleetwood, Coop Goddamn DeVille from 94.0 The Miss. Holla at me. You already know you can catch niggas at fucking 94.0 The Miss on Apple Music and Google Play. You know what I'm saying? When we talk about hip-hop and all that other good shit. You know, we're going to get into a bunch of topics today. I'm here with my nigga Dallas and whatnot. You know what it is. And I got my nigga Jesus the Holiest with me. You know.
Holy
year. 94.0 The Miss, the greatest podcast to fuck your bitch to. You already know.
Jesus is like my favorite son. I'm sorry to say it. Jesus is my favorite son.
I'm weak.
If you don't know, I do have twins. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, I have twins. Right? And it may sound kind of fucked up. It may sound kind of fucked up. When you have multiple kids, it's always that one kid that is your favorite. And my favorite,
you're super hyping me up, like, I don't even do shit.
Yo.
He's gonna hear this.
Who, my son? Yeah, he's gonna hear this one day. He's gonna be like, yes, daddy. Yes, I'm his favorite. Yes. I get all the shit. I'm not gonna lie. I have already told this. Fleetwood, I talked to you off air. I talked to you off air, my man D. I got my man Lil D up here. It's my son Cameron. I'm sorry. My son Cameron is my favorite child. I'm sorry. I have three kids, okay? I have two twin boys that are four. If you don't know,
that shit's on the internet, bro. You can't erase that from
here. That's okay. They don't know the last name. It's all right. We good. It's my son Cameron. Cameron is my favorite son. I'm not going to lie. I have kids, so, you know, eventually they're going to know who the fuck my kids is anyway. So Cameron is my favorite son. He's probably like, I love you, daddy. When I call my son Cameron, Cameron is the first one that's going, hey, daddy, how you doing? What you doing? Like, this little nigga is energetic like hell. Cameron, I love you, son. Just know. I mean, I love Kyron. I love my daughter. I love all my kids to death. Fleetwood, you got a daughter too, but you got one. I got three. So I have multiple to choose from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even so, I got more kids than that, but that's a different, whole different story.
Huh?
But don't worry about that right there. Right now, we on Crew Love Radio. Don't worry about that. But the figure dummy, the figure dummy, the faggot dummy, you feel what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Jib jaddy out of the. Okay, so we're going
to. Show me the car effect.
Oh, show him the car. We don't worry about that. But.
Separate town, tippy ties.
Before, hold on. Let me
Saturday.
Hold on. Let me take a before we do anything. Let me go ahead. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Mac Miller.
That's you know, starting.
We gonna go ahead. Don't start it there.
That's what we starting.
You
we starting there. All right, let's start there.
Okay, but before we do that,
let's start at Mac Miller.
Let me go ahead and take a quick shot for my man Mac Miller, real quick.
I just want to like.
Nah,
just, oh my God. I'm like, you know, I just want to say, rest in peace. I just fuck with my niggas because we all keep the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga.
About, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
So it's like, if it's a dub, it's a dub.
No, it's a high key dub, my nigga.
Yeah.
Are we going to get into it or are we getting into it? What we about to do?
Like, I fucks with X passing.
X passing?
Sure. I mean, I ain't fucks with it like, oh, that was good. He was done. I was just saying, like, yo, it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
And like, the fact that, like, his music blew up. In the aftermath, it was kind of ridiculous because it was like niggas don't keep that same energy.
No, they don't.
I hope people keep that same energy with this Mac Miller shit.
Mm.
Not boost the sales just simply over the fact of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of wild.
And I agree with you because that X shit is crazy. Niggas definitely hopped on that shit when he died. A lot of people who was like, oh, that nigga some ass, that nigga some shit, oh, me. That nigga wild out, oh, he done fucked up his girl, oh, this court case.
Mm.
And I see a lot of these same motherfuckers on that nigga dick after he died, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that nigga had some good music. It's like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even his shorty done came out and talked about how that shit was lies. Like, they dropped all them charges. Like, yo. So it's like all y'all niggas some dumbasses for coming at that nigga like that. Like, it won't even that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, granted, I'm not gonna act like this nigga was perfect because they probably did have some fucked up shit going on in that relationship. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it definitely won't as deep as niggas made it seem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And niggas missed out on a lot of good music because of that. You know what I mean? And it's sad that my nigga got gunned down in his hometown and shit.
That was like, crazy though. That was crazy that he got gunned down just like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like
you trying to buy a motorcycle, right? And then after you buy the motorcycle, it's like, damn, I just got shot in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, buying a motorcycle.
Shout out to my niggas, he died in a foreign.
What was it, BMW? No, you know, it was a foreign.
Nah, it was a
foreign. I don't know what foreign it was, but it was a coupe.
It was a coupe? Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Hold on. Let's see. Hold on, we're going to see.
A coupe just means that there's no top.
Yeah.
But look, it was a Ford.
Coupe means it's two seats.
Yeah.
No, nigga. Okay, so okay. Somebody figure out what the X dot is.
Huh?
I said not all coupes have a drop top.
But a coupe is a two-door automatically. It's a two-door. If you say coupe, it's a two-door.
That don't mean it's a foreign.
Okay, with all these iPhones in here, figure out.
It was a foreign.
It was definitely a foreign. But somebody figure out what he actually died in, too, so we can get the correct information.
You got the car, you better get the
car. You know what I'm saying?
Look, my nigga died in a foreign. If that nigga Offset would have died in an accident, he would have died in a Challenger like a military nigga. Like, that's some bum shit. Like, I can't, like, that's one of them situations that's crazy. Like, I can't rock with Offset because Offset got in that random ass car accident in a motherfucking Challenger. Mm-hmm. And this nigga X got fucking plugged in a goddamn foreign. Like, that's crazy. Like, it, my thing is, like, I would have thought Offset was always riding in a foreign, but my nigga Offset got plugged in a Challenger. Like, nigga, the military niggas down the block get being Challengers. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas drive Challengers at my fucking job. Like, the fuck? Offset, you not on one. That's my takeaway. That's my takeaway from this shit. Offset not on one.
Yeah.
X was on one.
I thought that shit was crazy how X died, though. I thought that shit was mad crazy. Know what I'm saying? I thought that shit was real. It was crazy how he died, but it was more crazy, like, as soon as he died, everybody was like, I love X. You know what I'm saying? I love him. He was the best rapper ever. And I was like, I heard of him, but I never listened to his music.
You ain't missing
nothing. You kind of are. He was very versatile.
Were? I never listened to his music. I listened to it after he died, and I was like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? He's... All right, he got some good, you know what I'm saying, he spent some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you parked that.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, oh, okay, I like his music.
About his sound crib almost, nigga, like, had to go on the second block.
Oh, true.
Yeah. But if you don't know, I got my man at 20 grand up in here. We on a podcast right now, you know what I'm saying? So we, of course, this is live, so we...
Yeah,
we got the turtle van up in here. He just popped up in here. You know what I'm saying? So everything is all good. Everything is all love.
Yeah,
it's definitely gets down live in the Crew Love Radio.
I think the car was a BMW.
So
it was a BMW.
Yeah, that's the.
It was an i8.
It was a what?
An
i8. An i8.
That's a BMW.
A BMW.
You never heard of an i8?
Nah, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I drive a fucking Hyundai Accent, nigga.
My man Fleetwood, he definitely drives.
I'm out here low key.
But that shit gets up, though. Like, regardless of what you say.
What?
Nigga, that shit gets up.
I'm burning niggas low key.
You're not taking an 8.6 in the down.
I don't give a fuck. I'm burning niggas low key. Anyways.
You're not taking
an 8.6 in the down. Look, anyways, like, if we gonna really talk about this, because we talking about death and shit, we talking about this Mac Miller shit. Like, I never been a huge fan of Mac Miller. He was really kind of a whatever artist to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it right there?
That shit nice.
Hold on, so we got the information.
Oh, that's not a foreign.
Oh, it looked so like it a was foreign.
You
so,
got the actual death picture?
No, it's the car that he was in. So it was in a 2014 used BMW
i8
at Motors Car at Nashville. So the
it's German.
So the price of the...
So it was a foreign.
Yeah,
and Offset's still a bitch.
No, Offset's all bitch, and he's like 118 years old.
Okay, I'm with it. I'm with the shits.
Okay, so look, peep game, right?
All
right. The price of the car.
Mm-hmm. Give me a number.
And it was a used BMW.
No, that's not the car.
That's.
But this is the car. This is.
It wasn't used. We don't know if it was used.
But it was I. Yeah, okay, so a 2014 used BMW i8. Cost about $78,699 and 00 cents.
Sounds like my nigga had paper.
YouTube is definitely paying that nigga very well.
Pretty sure
it was more than YouTube.
Yeah, but it was used. It's 24. It's a 2014.
We don't know if that's used. We don't know what the car he was in was used.
But this is
was a 2014.
But this is like almost like the same car as he is when he got hit.
No, that's facts. But what we're saying is that for all we know, it could have been a newer version.
True.
And it would have costed more. You know what I mean? So, but for real, like, just on the topic of Mac Miller, Shout out to Mac Miller, you know what I mean? I was never a huge fan of that nigga. That shit mad sad, though. You know what I'm saying? That nigga overdosed. I don't know what he overdosed on.
Yeah, they didn't give out, like, a...
It'd be crazy if it was fentanyl, though, because if it's fentanyl, that makes him a legend.
If he's taking straight fentanyl...
If he OD'd on fentanyl... Mac Miller, like, yeah, if he OD'd on fentanyl, he I'm not going to say he a real nigga if he OD'd on fentanyl, but fentanyl is for legends.
He's a real nigga if he was just taking fentanyl, period.
Cause what we got? Who died on fentanyl? Prince and Michael Jackson.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Fentanyl, nigga. That's legend overdose shit.
I think nigga was popping.
Patient.
He was popping that real shit. Mac Miller was popping that real shit. I don't think he was on no Evanol. But the crazy thing was he lived with his parents though.
What?
That house that he was in, yes, he did. He lived with his parents because the house that he stayed in, he did.
Or his parents lived with him.
His parents was feeding him fentanyl.
Mac Miller was on Russian Roulette. I seen him on Russian Roulette making a beat. He lived with his parents. You know, I seen him do that. But R.I.P. to my man Mac Miller.
You know, I heard he was really talented. Like, that nigga could play hella. That nigga pulled it out of nowhere. I heard he was really talented. He could play, like, hella instruments. I seen a couple videos of him, you know what I'm saying, playing guitar, piano.
Yeah.
Like, he was a very talented individual, and it's sad that we lost him so soon. You know what I'm saying? He died at 26.
Yeah.
That's real early. Like, that's my age. Like, I'm 26. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's real sad. You know what I mean? And that's just another, body when, you know what I'm saying, I don't think. It's sad to have lost him so soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of people who he impacted their lives in a really important way. And even though I wasn't one of the lives he impacted in a really important way, that still doesn't take away from his impact, his influence, and things like that. There was a lot of other artists who he put on, like Joey Badass and things like that. There's a lot of important people you know what I'm saying, because of him we're put in important places.
Word.
And we can't you know what I'm saying, take away from the fact of these things. Like I said, even though I wasn't a huge fan, there's, like I said, there's still a lot of things, a lot of qualities about him that are important and things like that. And I also don't want a lot of people to blame Ariana Grande for his death.
I don't know. But hold on.
I don't think we should.
Feel like she's even a part of his life.
Hold on. Okay.
I don't
want to
get into that, though, because a lot of people have. A lot of people are blaming her for his death, and I don't feel like that's
okay.
Niggas shouldn't be on her shit.
Fleet, let me ask you this one good question right now.
Go ahead.
Was he messing with Grande? What's her name?
Ariana Grande.
Was he messing with her?
No.
When? Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, his death was pretty much just... He just
He was with her for 2 years, and like, okay, so Mac Miller has had a history of substance abuse, like a strong history.
Okay.
They broke up recently, and they were together for 2 years. They broke up recently. He had like a lot of, he had a couple of incidents, you know what I mean? Like he had a car crash and things like that. You know what I'm saying, from substance abuse, and people would attribute to his breakup with Ariana Grande.
Okay.
She had put out a letter or something like that, basically talking about how substance abuse is crazy and how substance abuse is part of the reason why they broke up eventually and things like that.
So he was just getting drunk as hell and just high as a kite. But at the same time,
you don't want to put the blame on her, but at the same time, their breakup could be a possibility for his excessive substance abuse after the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, the car crash was a result of some substance abuse after their breakup and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, moving forward, his death could be a end result of said substance abuse. You know what I mean? Because of the breakup. But that just depends. We don't know that yet. We don't know all the details of that yet. But we do know that a breakup could, you know what I'm saying, that takes some, for
that,
some
that, that
that'll
been.
Take a while. That's a two year relationship. I'm not gonna act like 2 years is a short amount of time. Some people, 2 years is a long time.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't
after that, that could be some deep shit for a nigga. Like, depending on the nigga, that could be some deep shit for a nigga.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And a nigga could, you know what I'm saying, excessively, like, maybe drink.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, smoke or do other drugs, you know what I mean? So that's just one of those situations where it's a little tricky. I do want to know more information on the topic. You know what I mean? To see how that actually went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I heard the sad part is he put out an interview, I think, after...
I seen an interview probably like today. Because my man, we got Rod in the building.
Yeah.
My man Rod, he sent me the joint today and he was like, yo, Mac Miller died. And I was watching, I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. I was like, the nigga just died? Like, but it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Because my man Charlamagne had said something the other day. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it was mayonnaise week. I'm going to put it out. He was saying it was mayonnaise week. Right. A lot of motherfuckers going crazy that week right there.
Right.
But would you put Mac Miller in one of the top, let's just say, the
white
the,
rappers?
No. Okay. I wouldn't say that. I would honestly say, would you put him in that category as a...
He's better than MGK.
Is he better than MGK?
As a rapper?
Yes.
Yeah, but MGK's the GOAT.
Stop.
There it goes.
I'm putting it on nigga. I wasn't going to go there.
You got this on wax, huh?
After this. Definitely after this. Definitely not before this. After this, MGK the GOAT. How you going to have... The top selling rapper, Drake has not even sold as much as fucking Eminem. Like, Eminem is outselling everybody. Mm-hmm. No rapper is selling as much as Eminem in history. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. No, that nigga's gone diamond twice. No, like, nobody's gone diamond twice.
No matter how bad the revival was.
What? Big went diamond after his death. Tupac went diamond once after his death. Outkast has gone diamond once. Like, and they're not even a group no more. M's gone diamond twice and platinum a bunch of times. So, like, let's be real. Like, Eminem's the top-selling rapper of all time. Now, when we take that and we take probably the weakest white rapper of all time next to Vanilla Ice, let's be factual, the weakest white rapper of all time next to Vanilla Ice, and put out a diss record that's pretty top tier... And pretty much washes the best rapper of all time, best commercial rapper of all time. That's nuts. That's unheard of. That's stupid. This is literally his best song next to Wild Boy, and I can't even fuck with that song because Cat Williams had a handlebar mustache in that video. And that shit is out the way. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, Waka was in that song, and Waka's that nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? MGK got that plug. But... Other than that, MGK was not a GOAT before this whole diss thing happened.
So hold on.
For him, out of everybody M mentioned on Kamikaze, for MGK of all of them niggas,
okay,
to put out a diss record and that shit, you listen to anybody who's heard that diss record has been like, you know what? Ain't nobody been like, oh, that shit was whack. Everybody's like, but you know what? That shit is all right. That nigga said some shit. Oh, Ra's the only person? Ra, you by yourself?
I don't listen to Eminem.
Look, it doesn't matter. Look, MGK put out a diss record that makes sense.
Yo, you just be saying shit. It's just be like, damn.
Look, hey, right?
I can't. And I feel it. I understand what you're saying.
But MGK put out a diss record that makes sense and that was lit.
You know why? Look.
It was important. I think that shit was for the culture. Fuck that G-Eazy beef he had.
No. G-Eazy sounds like fucking Drake to me.
No, fuck that. He sounds like Drake. I agree with you.
He does.
Fuck G-Eazy.
When I heard Machine Gun Kelly and when I heard G-E... What's his name?
G-Eazy.
Okay, I can't even pronounce it. See, I don't even pronounce his name. G-Eazy.
Macklemore better than G-Eazy.
Macklemore is better than G-Eazy.
No, he's
yes.
top.
Yes.
Macklemore, as far as...
Yes.
Macklemore
better
than
G-Eazy.
Okay, hold on.
I'm gonna put him as top, because I still got
Yellow Wolf.
Hold on.
I got Yellow Wolf
over Mac Miller.
No, a Yellow Wolf over all of them niggas.
No.
If you talking passion,
if I'm talking lyrical ability, Yellow Wolf over all of them niggas.
No.
What, nigga?
I'm good.
And Paul Wall the GOAT.
No, I'm good. So you're saying, before we even go to that... Far side of the universe, real quick.
Okay, no.
The far side of the universe.
It's your show. Stick on top.
Before we go to the side universe, of that.
Damn, yo, no, what I'm talking about. I got Asher Roth over Mac Miller.
Oh my god.
Yo, hold on, hold on. Pats and Jazz is that mixtape. Pats and Jazz, Asher Roth.
Hold on, hold on.
Asher Roth, my nigga.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Nigga, what? Just because he went to college, nigga? Niggas hate.
Wait, wait.
Hey, look, Asher Roth, nigga.
Hold on.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, the Greenhouse Effect 1 and 2?
You talking about some shit?
Hold on. If you don't know who Aston Ross is, make sure I pronounce his name.
Fell asleep in the bread aisle. First album, fuck
he,
with
he
it.
He is one of, I think, solid. In my,
he
hold
has
on.
Some nice college hits on that shit.
I think, in my opinion, he will give M for his money.
Who would?
Asher Ross?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah.
You don't think?
Asher
no.
Ross
no. I think he would. I think he would. I know, no. You want to know why I think he would get him? Because in my personal opinion, number one, he sounds like Ghost. Number two, he's lyrical.
I think you're talking about Action Bronson.
That's what I'm talking about.
That, you see, what I'm saying, Asher Bronson.
As far as that,
we didn't even bring up Asher Bronson.
Bronson's top tier.
Yeah, he's
Bronson's
top tier. But he does sound like Ghost. But that nigga got the lyrics.
I would want him. I would really want him to go at M because I know lyrically, he will get M. Lyrically, he would get him.
I mean, I'm not gonna say lyrically. I'm gonna just say in general, he would get him.
His style, the way he is.
M is too. He's too
the people
aggressive.
That the,
Action Bronson would run for his money.
Yeah, he would.
The people that's going at him right now are people that know him, like they know him.
Joe
knows has been. I don't. I do not agree. We're gonna get to Joe Buttons in a few minutes. Before we get to Joe Buttons, I do not agree with Machine Gun Kelly going at his daughter. That's just one thing.
About, I get
that. He said that statement.
Respect.
He said that, but he said that statement years ago.
No,
2012. That was a tweet back in 2012. That
I don't
like,
care.
Hey, yo,
but he put the
Kelly bad. I fucked that shit.
Yeah, but she was
put,
young.
But he
dumb
put
young.
His
so
daughter.
She was 16 then. Yeah, he was. What?
He was 20-some shit.
Probably
something
like early
that.
20s.
Yeah.
Late,
so I get
late
that.
Teens, early
I get
20s.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's extra, and M has a right to be upset
I mean,
about it. I mean,
I've seen a picture of her other
look,
day.
Look,
yeah, she's bad.
M has a right
no,
to be
no,
upset
no,
about
no,
shit.
No, fuck that. Kids, when you battle rapping my nigga, kids and wives is out of the whole deal. You
course,
don't go to the kids.
Of course.
You don't go to the wives.
But no, MGK said that shit in 2012, and M saying something in 2018, my nigga.
Yeah, that's
get the fuck out of here.
But then MJ, but
if we're talking time frames for beef, nigga,
no such thing.
If we're talking time frames,
but then M saying anything about his child.
That's the longest. That's
Dang.
The longest I ever heard in
that 6 years.
Did he say anything about his child?
I don't give a fuck.
No, Eminem.
Did he say anything about whose child?
MGK, yeah.
It don't matter if he said anything back. The fact is, MGK said something about M's child. M's gonna take, what, 5 years? Wait.
Six
years to say something back? Fuck out of here with that shit, nigga.
Yeah, I think
that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant.
Younger, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You approach that
now,
shit then.
But then again,
you approach that shit then. If
I
it's
see
that
what
deep,
too, because that's
if it's that deep,
ago.
Don't post that shit in 2018 on a retaliation album because your last album was trash.
I think if you're going to battle rap, do not bring the wives, do not bring the kids involved. Go after everything. Everything.
No, you can
beginning.
Do it. No, I'm saying you can do
no,
it, but if
you're
going to do it, if you know, if a nigga's going to say
rules.
It, if niggas going to say it, then
no.
Be about your shit right after.
No. It's rules
no. Be
to
about
battle rapping.
Because Drake, Drake said that shit about Push Wife. That nigga Push responded
but
within a week.
He went at his wife. This is
look,
if you box, hold on,
him.
Hold on,
nigga.
Hold on.
I heard hella battle raps, nigga. If we if, like think about battle rap, nigga. Battle rap niggas,
yeah,
nigga. Niggas spit shit about kids.
Rules it's rules. It's certain
ain't
things.
Rules
it's certain
shit.
Thing. Okay, peep game. If you that's boxing, like, hold on. If you boxing, what is the rule of boxing? You can't hit a nigga in the nuts. You cannot hit a nigga in the
nuts.
Nigga,
you speaking some real 1980s.
No.
And this 2018, nigga. Niggas been talking about wives and kids for a long time.
Hold on.
Niggas
how do you
50? What? Niggas been disrespecting wives and kids.
Oh, 50 the most.
Jay-Z?
I just feel. I just.
Jay-Z talked about.
Look. Look, I understand where you're coming from, where that's like territory you're not supposed to cross into. But if you really trying to get at a nigga neck, you going to cross into
because
that
when
shit
you start talking
and be
about,
like, all right, now your move, nigga.
When you start talking about somebody's wife and somebody's kids, that's when niggas start fighting. When you talk about other shit, it's like nobody cares.
Niggas,
but when you start talking about some nigga,
niggas,
I
niggas
fucked your
fighting.
Kid and da-da-da-da-da.
I done heard hella niggas say
no.
Another nigga.
I will fight.
That's why
I will fight a nigga.
And
I will have to go
DVD?
After nigga if a nigga
we talking
says
smack DVDs, nigga?
Oh, I mean, that's
what, nigga?
That's like I'm saying.
Niggas didn't talk. Niggas didn't talk about fucking niggas' kids. Niggas didn't talk about body bagging niggas' kids for a long time, my nigga.
What?
That's fast.
Niggas talking about drowning kids in the Hudson, my nigga. Oh. Like, what? Niggas been on some shit.
Big did say, fuck your kids, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is. The shit is played out. Niggas fuck been that on beast shit. Like that shit is played out.
What?
That was a crazy ass verse right there. I ain't even gonna lie.
Talking about fucking faith. Like, niggas been on this shit.
But that was like, he was fucking facts.
I don't give a fuck what niggas was talking.
But if you don't know.
She's going to ask Stevie now.
If you don't know, if you don't know. If you don't know, right now, you on Crew Love Radio. It's Friday night chats.
Radio.
I got. It's almost like is this right now is a very 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 special podcast because I got everybody in the building and we can all just vibe and we can all just chill and we all could just relax and just chill. We worked hard and we paid our dues and. We could just talk and just vibe out as brothers and sisters and just relax and just vibe and just chill. It's game night. You on Crew Love Radio. So if you don't know, now you know. But before we gotta talk about this right here. If you don't know, that's Nas. Nas is here. She's here. But before we even get to the next segment, because we done got onto the rappers real quick. And I'm glad I got my man Turtle Van in the crib right now.
Turtle Van, I'm weak.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get that song up real quick. I probably can't even get it up there.
Child. He got a child.
We're going to go ahead and talk about the craziest thing on television, on radio.
Talking about power.
I'm going to talk about power.
Like, I'm only two episodes in the season.
If you don't know, we're going to talk about power on this crazy segment.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. So, we're going to go ahead and talk about right now. We got my man Ryan.
Real got all the spoilers.
Real? Me and Real.
Is that you?
Look, spoilers. Me and him have already talked about the next season already. Okay, the last episode.
Turtle done spoiled it for me.
No.
Turtle done spoiled the new shit.
And that's okay. I don't mind getting a spoiled about the power, though. That's the whole thing.
Can I get a question?
Go ahead.
So who would win the fight? Crackhead Kenny or Kung Fu Kenny?
Oh, shit. Maybe Crackhead Kenny.
Crackhead Kenny. I have to go with Crackhead Kenny.
Strong, like, and he Kenny at that.
I would have to go with Crackhead Kenny.
That nigga probably crackhead super strong.
Crackhead Kenny. I have to go with Crackhead Kenny. He's a very dangerous man. I'm not going to mess with him.
Yeah, Kenny regular is a dangerous man. Let alone Kung Fu or Crackhead.
Crackhead Kenny got ultimate defense.
Yeah. You need defense in this day and era right now. Defense is your best weapon.
So at first I was thinking, you know what I'm saying, Kung Fu Kenny, you got the moves, you know what I'm
word.
Saying? But Crackhead Kenny, like, you can't knock a crackhead down.
Word. Nah, you can't knock a crackhead down, yo. Who we got right now? Who we got? We got my man Rod digging the crib right now. We got my man L Boogie Boog right now in the crib. We chilling right now. Friday night chats. We just chilling on Crew Love Radio. We just politicking, man. If you don't know, we worked hard this weekend. Well, matter of fact, this hardest week right here. This podcast right now, I wish it was sponsored by ENJ, but you know, it's sponsored by ENJ and my man Panda Spray. If you don't know who Panda Spray is, man, he's the one that develops the best art around the country right now. He's a JJ the Hood. Look for him on IG at Panda Spray. And if you don't know, if you want to go to his Facebook, he's probably going to kill me for this right here, but you can go to his Facebook at Ray Goodman and ask for a painting, man. He's doing real good. He's also doing, what is that? Paint and Sip. You ever heard of Paint and Sip?
No, sir.
Okay, my man does. Okay, does anybody know what Paint and Sip is?
Is it like you paint and you like drink wine and stuff?
Exactly.
Ah, yes.
Exactly. Exactly. My man does that. And he's one of the greatest creators out here, you know what I'm saying? So holla at my man, go on his Facebook page. He's going, like I said, he's going to kill me for that, but I got to give him a shout out to him. Go up there for Ray Goodman, holla at him, tell him Dallas sent you, and hopefully he'll give you a discount on his Paint and Sip. Also, go to my man Misfits Clothing, where they do a good apparel in the 757 area. Yeah, they do real. Look, my man. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. My man Cal. I'm gonna give him good shout out because he does the 757 area shirts. You know what I'm saying? Go to his website, misfits.clothing, and tell him Dallas sent you. He might give you a 10% discount. Maybe not. May give you 5. It depends on what he does that particular day. I don't know. But he does good t-shirts. He does family reunions, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, bridal showers. What's the other thing? Baby showers.
Is there any Jews in the area?
He said any Jews?
Yeah.
There might be some Jews in the area. We got one Jew right here today.
Hold on.
We got one Jew in the fucking building today. Shalom. So fucking shalom.
Oh, shit.
You're lucky, Chloe, aren't you? Yeah. He's a lucky charm. I got my man Jew. My man Rod Diggers in the crib. He's a Jew. No disrespect to any Jews out there. Please do not take it the wrong way. My man is in the building.
And again, rest in peace to the Jew.
Rest in peace to Mac Miller. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy day.
Mac Miller was a Jew.
Yeah, he is a Jew.
So shout out to Mac Miller, man. RIP to him, man. We're gonna take a shot for him real quick. Hold on.
That's right.
No shot.
Shalom.
Damn.
My man came in here today with
for what?
No shoes on. My man Rod Digger came into the
swimming. No, he's not.
We're not even going to go there.
Mac Miller to me.
No, swimming.
We're not. We're not even going.
We're talking about all the albums I didn't like.
Okay, hold on. Rod Digger, Fleetwood.
You got some paper?
I think I do got some paper. My man Fleetwood. Check that drawer with it. Before we even do that. Did you see Power Fleetwood? So you up to date, right?
I'm up to date.
Okay, so this is definitely a spoiler alert. So just to let y'all know. Hey, yo, hold on. Turtle Van. How do you feel about Tommy's dad getting murked?
You need this?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
if you I'm sorry, hold on.
That nigga said he loved the streets.
Hold on. Nah, you good. Before we even get to the whole power segment, I do gotta let you know this is a spoiler alert. So if you're not up to par, you need to go ahead and watch Power and get up to par and try to figure out what's going on. It's a credible show. It's 50, he's a phenomenal actor. He does his things production wise.
50, he did it.
He's definitely
from tragic beginnings.
He's definitely one of the people that I know that can actually take his rap money and go to acting and do a phenomenal job. But if you don't know, the last episode, Tommy did kill his dad. I'm fucking happy that he killed his dad. I'm sorry, my man Rod Digger right now. That's why I said it's a spoiler alert.
Shout out to Tommy Teresi being
my man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rod. My man Rod Digger right now is just up to. He's watching Power. What season are you on, Rod?
Season 1, episode 2.
Okay, so he's on season 1. Fleetwood, what season are you on?
I'm caught up.
Okay, so my man Fleetwood is caught up.
I know the spoilers for the next episode.
Me too. Ra,
this bitch ass nigga over here.
Ra, I'm sorry to tell you that, Ra. I'm sorry to tell you that.
And he a bitch ass nigga.
Yes, Tommy dad does get out of jail.
He doesn't even know Tommy had a dad. He doesn't even know about Tommy's dad.
I didn't even fucking know that. No, I just know the nigga loved the streets. That's it.
That's because right now he's on season 1. So he hasn't even got this like season 2. He hasn't even seen Tyreek even wild out right now.
Oh, Tyreek, he like a little boy.
Tyreek is worse.
Tyreek.
I don't watch Power, but I know about Tyreek.
No, but I'm at the part where Tyreek, he fresh off that movie with Common or some shit.
Oh, man, no.
So he looked like a little boy to me. So, you know, he could do no wrong.
Tyreek. Tyreek right now is he's kind of wilding right now.
Word, okay.
Yeah, he's
And Ghost doesn't like it. God bless. No,
he doesn't. I think Tyreek and Ghost they're crazy because it's like dad and son. And it's like yo, Ghost is not holding no bars with him. Ghost is like, look, the streets is not for you. I will kill you before you go to the streets. And Ghost isn't playing. Ghost will kill his son before he let his son go into the streets.
That's facts.
but you on season one, so it's kind of hard to talk.
Nah,
to.
I mean,
it's if you don't know, I got my man Rod Digg in the building. He's on season one of Power right now, so he hasn't really seen the whole Angela and.
Oh my God! Look, Angela.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Came to the club, got a number.
Oh, he's definitely.
Oh my God!
Fleet. He's definitely on season one.
Yes.
He's just he right now. He's meeting
but
Angela.
She's with the fucking police, right?
Who, Angela?
Yes.
Is Angela's the cops right now?
Yes, she's the feds.
She's definitely the fucking feds right now.
She hit. He smacked?
He definitely smacked.
Damn.
He definitely smacked. He definitely, yeah.
I feel bad for Ghost because he want to leave that life behind, you know? His wife don't want to
The
do
thing
it.
About
Tommy
Ghost that I like the most about Ghost.
He's a transparent character.
He wants to leave the dope game alone. He just wants to drink Ciroc and NJ and have a club. That's all he wants to do. He doesn't want to sell drugs.
He was about the drugs.
But that shit is stressful, you know?
Big Philly.
He doesn't, but...
You, big ass Philly.
Dario, what you say, son?
I said he was really about the drugs to come for the money.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to sell drugs no more.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Ghost is like, look, I just want to just drink my Ciroc, drink my NJ, and just have a bunch of college girls come to my club, and I just want to live free, just free. I done sold all the dope I can sell. I just want to get away from the dope game. I don't want to do the dope game no more. So that is all Ghost want to do. That is it. That's all Ghost want to do. He just want us to just party and live in that big-ass Trump Towers. That's all Ghost want to do. Ghost don't want to do nothing else but just live his lavish life.
I can't even talk about it, so I didn't like really watch it yet.
What season are you on, Dario?
On no season.
Oh, fuck. Okay,
yeah,
so we're going to... Okay,
watching,
so...
Man. Look.
We're on Crew Love Radio, so we're going
to... You know what I'm saying? I was going to wait until...
You ever seen Empire?
Watch it.
So we're gonna go around.
It ain't nothing like Empire. That's your last
one. I know it's not.
So we're gonna go. Hold
it's
on, my man.
I know what it's on. Like, I seen one episode.
With Kung Fu Kenny?
It was like the one where.
Bro, you gotta watch that 50 shit.
Was really getting with Tyrese, the Ghost of Sun.
50
like, right when he was like playing back.
Doesn't 50 amplifies Tyree, don't he? Like encourage him to do
the
shit.
See,
he was about to shoot young guy.
Oh, yeah,
I think you're like on season 3 or something like that. That's when, you know, something done jumped off. Ry has never seen 50 really act 50.
No, you talk okay.
So you're on season 1 right now.
Right. What season does 50 come in?
Season, I think he's coming what, second season? I think it's second season that 50 actually comes on. Maybe it's second season he actually comes on. Because, you know, of course it's Kanan. You know, he comes in. But the whole plot with Kanan and Ghost and Tasha is... Tasha and Ghost set Kanan up to go to jail. So they could take over his block. That's how Ghost became a gazillionaire to who he is. Kanan was the nigga that put Ghost on. Showed him the ropes and show him everything like that.
And Tommy was under Ghost.
Tommy was beside Ghost. Tommy was Ghost's homeboy. They ran
a shooter. That was a shooter.
He was the shooter. Exactly. Tommy's the wild one.
He loved it. He loved the game.
He loves the game. That's how, yes, Tommy is the shooter.
God bless him.
Tommy's definitely wild. Tommy is definitely wild. But what we gonna do right now, we gonna come back, we gonna play some music for you real quick. I don't, Darwin, what you wanna hear, yo? You wanna hear some trap music or you wanna hear some old school music?
Can you play me The Big Payback by James Brown?
That sounds important. The Big Payback by James Brown, that sounds good.
I'm not even, I'm just keep one piece.
Hey, look, let me get Freddy's Dead by Curtis Mayfield.
Freddy's Dead?
Yeah.
Can I get one more request?
Go ahead.
Can I get Contagious?
Ooh.
Contagious.
Fucking,
There we go. Oh, there's definitely, yo, my man's in the head. There's definitely, in the definitely old school era. But we be right back. I gotta take a piss real quick. We be right back. You on Crew Love Radio.
Jesus, where you think of that from, Dario?
Huh?
My man up in here.
Yeah, I was listening to it today.
No, I ain't feeling it.